Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold.
Lithomancy? Lithomancy is usually defined as a method of divination that involves gems or stones and is often thought of as reading stones. Many different methods of lithomancy have existed over the ages. This is psychic and author Gary L. Wimmer. I learned lithomancy in 1980 and have been using it for 33 years. The method I use and the method I will be teaching involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, magic, commitment, place, and luck. A piece of leather or lace is used to form a circle about 14 inches in diameter. The inside of the circle represents the current 3-month cycle, the outside represents the longer term, and the circle itself represents the environment. These 16 stones are dropped or tossed into the circle. The reader then visualizes a clock superimposed upon the circle, then reads the stones from the center or the core issues up to the top of the circle, which represents 12 o'clock, then around the circle, going through the hours of the clock, each hour representing 1 week. To learn more about this fascinating and revealing methodology, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Click on the link, A Course in Lithomancy, on the left side of the page. All instructions are there. Join us for this unique and interesting course. Thank you for your time.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Thank you for that wonderful intro, Brooke. This is the funnest part, Brooks. This is what it is. It is that hour of Psychics Gone Wild, and it's Thursday. You guys know what's been happening here for almost close to 2 years. We get together. We have fun. We are reaching out because there's 3 psychics on today, very intense psychics, starting with me, Jethro Smith, and then going to our wonderful Thursday hostess and phenomenal Born With A Gift psychic, who's just a lot of fun, Nina Flanagan up in Maine, and another friend who we found and we love and we can't wait to have her back, those of you who've listened to Veronica Harrison. Veronica is psychic, but we are trying to catch her. Veronica, is that you? Are you on Skype? Hello? Okay. We're still trying to catch Veronica, and at this rate, we're going to still keep reaching out there. So as we go through it, me and Dina are going to go and do a few readings, but we're looking for you, Veronica, and we know you're there. Dina, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm awesome. It's a nice, warm, rainy day here in Maine, and it's just beautiful.
Oh, rub it in. I'm sitting here having a little bit of chilies. It's down to 60 degrees in Tampa, and I'm all whining trying to find my sweater.
That's what we're having.
Yeah, and I've got people back home. It's below zero. Wyoming let me know today that there was about a foot of snow on the ground, and they were not happy with Jethro saying it's crazy. And I said, it is crazy. We had a really good, fun time, girl. It's, you know, something else that's happening for all of you guys that are going through the most fun, and that is enjoy the times we have. You guys have wrote a lot of emails, and we're going to go through a few of those right here about Veronica's our tarot reader. So is me and Dina. So this is excellent. Those of you who wrote these questions, I want to thank you for asking this. Dina, the first question I've got off the bat is, I found in my husband's pants a tarot card that was folded over. It looks to me like it's the Wheel of Fortune. Before I kick him to the curb, should I see if this is someone else's? Because he never read cards. Dina, is this a setup from the fortune teller he used to date?
Huh.
Whoa.
Okay.
I know. I'm gonna start with this. I don't think a fortune teller would fold a card. I disagree that it's a fortune teller. I think someone's setting you up. What I'm feeling is you've got some other girlfriend who knows you're jealous of the fortune teller. If you've ever listened to the song by Adam Plant, it's a beautiful song, and it's actually become me and my girlfriend's theme song. Adam Plant, if you've ever heard the song, he goes to the fortune teller and he listens and he falls in love. The fortune teller tells him he's going to be in love. I'm sorry, I ruined the punchline. He goes to the fortune teller. He's talking to the fortune teller. She reads to him and tells him he's going to fall in love. He goes out looking for this love, does not find it, comes back and falls in love with the fortune teller. So I can't help it if we, like, take your people. No, I'm kidding you. I'm just messing with you. I'm just teasing. Don't get upset. I don't believe that this card is the fortune teller. What do you feel, Dina? Would a fortune teller do that?
I feel like that, well, if you know, anybody knows the tarot cards, Wheel of Fortune is very much the Wheel of Fortune. In other words, it can bring you many wonderful things. You know, that's exactly the name of it. So I feel like maybe perhaps that this maybe fortune teller he used to date might have told him that, and so he might carry this around hoping that he can create a better fortune or a better life or a better whatever. First of all, I would think he would have to be the one that would fold it. He would also know it was in his pants because tarot cards are heavy and they're big. They're heavy card paper and they're big. So he would know it's in his pants. So and the fact that it's folded over, I feel it's because he's keeping it. He's holding it. So, and maybe he feels he needs a change in life.
See, and now this is good. Now we've got to get Veronica Harrison. She'll be here in a minute because she is a tarot reader too. This is really good. You guys have got a detective psychic story to start out here. For all of you Scorpios, which my birthday is coming up, don't forget it's November 12th. I want at least a happy birthday from a few of you guys. And I love the fact that we're getting wild. We're going crazy. We've got this scenario. This listener has wrote in, and me and Dina both. I agree with you, Dina, that it is bigger, and I do think that I do know she's off on the wrong path. We both think that this is not the other person trying to do this, and I got to be honest with her. You know, I've made love to a lot of people, but I never flipped my cards or brought them around with me. I think as a reader, this is a spiritual thing. Well, come on, Dina, it's the truth.
It's true. I've never given one of my cards away.
Exactly. I've had lovers that I've like woohoo and put up a sign, but I'm sure not going to hand them a card. Here, take something of mine that I've had my whole life and put all my treasures in and keep a momentum. No, thank you. What I also feel really even good about this with this individual is what I think that's happened is I think the wheel's revitalizing you two. It doesn't hurt you to have a little bit of apprehension. If you've ever been in a relationship, I've been in one where they took me for granted. They forgot my name. There was a couple times they came home and basically were real polite to let me know that dinner wasn't on. And I let them know that I had not been hired as the cook. Had I known, I would have prepared. So you've got to be able to make sure you've got something with someone going on that it's not the guy. A good example, I remember of a good friend, and I can't because of confidentiality say their name, but they had kept having all this astrology, and they kept thinking that the astrology was this hot Leo. We all like this person. We work together, and he was a friend of mine, had a crush on this Leo waitress. Long story short, it had nothing to do with the waitress. The guys were trying to tell him, light up the energy, and when it hit the last of the time in of July and August, that his life as a Leo was going to be intense. He was a supervisor, and when it hit Leo, they chewed on him like he was the steak. So be careful when you're reading yourself. There's a good reason to get with one of us and do a reading. I had a reading yesterday by a friend, and Dina can testify. Dina's read for me before. What I love is I'm very gifted, and I can read the future really good, but when it comes to my own stuff, sometimes we mess up. I mean, Dina, don't you also go to somebody else when you want a reading about Dina?
Yeah, absolutely. But I do. I mean, I get a lot of my own stuff. You kind of know your own answers anyway. However, what I do is I go to somebody else just kind of for confirmation. that I know my own answers anyway.
Well, and I've got to ask a thing. Jan's in the room and Dean is on the phone. I need a favor from you two this month. I'm so overwhelmed in Tampa. I need to talk to you guys. If it's okay, we'd like to post our local Psychics Gone Wild profile in Vegas with Jan, if that's okay. I'll get with Jan. I know she has a couple ways there. And I'd like to have the phone number sent. All of you who are calling in, send them to Dina Flanagan, because you guys are making me wild here. You've got my phone ringing off the wall. We're still trying to find the psychic, and I hope if Veronica slept in, she is so grounded. Is that you, Veronica? Can you hear me? On Skype, say hello, Veronica. Okay, we went through about 15 people, and I spam when you're psychic and you can't find your psychic. It's gone wild. Let's do a few phone calls. Dina, you know we got to work. 719, how are you? Would you like to have a reading with Jethro Smith and Dina? I forgot my name.
Hey, Jethro. Yes, please. I would like to have a reading with you.
Yes,
Julia.
Yes, I remember you. Well, how have you been?
Good. Sorry, you caught me just as I took a bite of a cookie.
I love that.
I was just sitting there listening away, and I thought, I'll just take a quick bite, and of course, that's immediately when you take my call.
That's why we're wild. Go ahead and give us, I know you've got energy here. Can you say your first name? And then I can feel there's quite a bit going on for your future.
It's Julia.
Julia, I'm picking up a lot of energy, and this is an ironic subject here about relationship, because the person, as you were listening in here, was basically found something in their husband's pants pocket. And what I'm hearing from the energy with you is that you're working on handling a lot of relationship energy there of your own. And they're telling me you're also, the guys are saying there's new beginnings for you. Do you have a question you want to ask Dina? And I apologize, Julia, I've read for you before. I still owe you a reading, I think.
Yeah, I'm still in your books. I just haven't got home to where I can, you know, I purchased it, but I did it, what was it? I can't think of what's the service you use.
Oh, so many. You know, I'm like, I laugh. My family even told me, they said, you're on so many search engines, we're now going to call you the engine that could, would, and did.
Yeah, I know I purchased one, but I have the code number to call you to do it, so... But it's at home, and I'm still in Florida. Basically, I was just calling. I hadn't talked to you in a while, and I wanted to see what you pick on just coming up around me, just kind of what's coming up.
Excellent. Dina, what are you feeling here? Let's let our phenomenal main girl who's up there all warm.
She's stomping at the pit over there. Well, I do feel like I'm with Jethro on that. I feel like a lot of change is coming up for you. And I feel like there's one in particular that you really want to happen right now. Is that true? You have hopes of it?
Yeah, I'm definitely working. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they're telling me that one in particular will happen. However, there's a few more things that you have to do to make it happen. And there's a little bit more time involved as well. But definitely keep putting one foot in front of the other, because it will happen. But like I said, with a little more time and a little more work, a little more effort. And then from that, I feel like there's a few other changes that has to be, decisions that has to be made around that or within that, that's going to alter or affect some other parts of your life.
So
it's like almost like a domino effect. Once you make this decision, there'll be others to be made. And so keep with it. That's what they keep saying to you, is keep with it, because it will happen. Anything in particular you want to know?
Well, actually, the decision is to file for divorce. And so, yeah, I kind of would like to know what you guys pick up about me going through the process and how that's going to fare out for me.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that they said. There'll be other decisions to be made once you make this one. Because it will affect many things. But the message to keep with it is still there. So keep with it and stay strong with it, and it will come out okay. But like I said, you're going to have to make some other decisions from it that you probably won't like as much, but in the long run, you'll be okay with it. everything will work out fine. But that's the time thing that they were talking about as well. So don't be too hasty is what they're saying. And kind of do your homework and have patience with it and really make sure that everything's going right, you know, done right. And it will work out okay for you.
Okay. Is that what you get to, Jethro, that things will work out?
I feel like that the guides are telling me that you're not done with him. I would say that they're telling me that the energy with you and him has got some other situations happening. And I feel that you're mad enough that you're also put something there. You don't want it to work out. You're mad. Something here. I can get you mad. And I feel like you also, you have different beliefs of something here. They're telling me that's changed for you too. Something's changed there, and you don't want to play is what they're telling me. There's something that has to be changed for you, and it, as things started to take off, they said that you went through another situation too. That makes sense.
Went through another situation.
Yeah,
there's something I went through
that hasn't come out, and they said that no matter what you go ahead and do, you're still dealing with so much. Work that you're turning around and going through some other work, and nobody else is going to be able to settle this relationship. That's what Dina's getting. We're both getting, I say the same thing. They just turn around. They're telling me that you're going to turn around and you're going to handle it too.
Okay. Okay. Just a little confused there. I guess I'll listen to the replay so I can.
And I apologize to you, but this is Mercury retrograde. You need a reading. I can tell you that's what me and Dean are both getting across. And the phones are going crazy, and whenever they start making that static, I know they're doing it. And I thank you. I have like the best stuff in the system right now that I can afford to do this career, and it makes me laugh because it's the guide. And whoever just sent me the cute picture of Jan, that's really nice. But you know, we love her. She's working out healthy. Someone just sent me and they said she's our newest fun person. So what I want to tease you is that the guys are telling me that at the same time, when I'm reading for you, Julia, I'm trying to get the energy here. I want to make sure that I'm catching this, and I'm looking in their energy that we've got. Definitely, I would suggest something else here for you, and I would sit down and do a complete pro and con without anybody around, just a candle lit, and then you write out the bad and the ugly of this whole relationship, because you've got a lot of this in your mind and it needs to be put out on paper. It's not going to make you pleasant. Most people chicken out when it comes to this, but it's going to put this energy out there. And then I want you, after it's all done, look at your stronger sides of it and then burn it, because the angels are not letting you get away from him. That's what I think Dina's picking up. Am I correct, Dina? They're saying
that's the time thing I was talking about. They said don't rush it, because it's take your time with this, because there's things that need to be done. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you both so much. I appreciate it, and you guys have a great day.
Appreciate you, and blessings to you. And you've got a hard one. This is one of those energies when you've got things happening, it causes energy. We love all of you guys. Make sure you put in for the prizes at psychicsgonewild.com. Ladies Arango in New York is giving away necklaces. We gave one away. Elizabeth, you are a winner, and I apologize. I'm a little slow on some of these things coming out, only because it's so busy. We are looking for Veronica Harrison. You little psychic, you will find your way into us yet today. 609, how are you today? Would you like to talk to Psychic Jethro and Flanagan?
Yeah, hi, this is Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. I thank you for giving us an opportunity. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I'd just like to know anything that's coming up for me the next couple months.
Fair, I'm picking up energy with you that looks like I'm getting a lot of starboard people. They tell me there's something I'm getting with water with you. Telling me that, yeah, and they're telling me that this is not just the astrology sign, but you've got some things happening in your life that's very strong. You're a very positive individual, but there's something with love in you that they said to be careful about the Valentine's. That it looks like you have to like take it cautious right now with your heart. You're a strong person, but I feel you're very sensitive when it comes to love in your heart, and you're a little nervous is what I'm getting.
True.
Gina?
Well, are you changing jobs or putting in for a new job?
No.
Because I feel like there's going to be some job change around you. I don't know if that's within the job that you have or that you'll be getting a different one, but they're saying job change will be coming up. And if it's not there now, it's going to be coming up. So I'm getting some happening or circumstance or something's going to happen that's going to, the job is going to change. So either you're going to want to get a new one or this one's going to change something within it. And it could be out of the blue. So
okay, maybe,
so
maybe within it, maybe I'll change something because I'm self-employed.
Yeah, because that's what they're saying. There's going to be something within your job changing. And it's going to be out of the blue. They're telling me out of the blue. So there'll be an opportunity that comes up. It's not there yet, and that you'll jump on it. And it will, if you do, it will bring you to a place that you've been wanting to go. That's what they're telling me, that you've been wanting to go to. Because I feel like it's time for you to go up to another level or a new level, not just with job, but within yourself too, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
So this new level is going to bring you to many places that you feel has been kind of stale or stagnant. And it will then open more doorways for you within a year or two.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. Anything else in my life, or that's it?
I'm feeling that very. I feel like that there is quite a bit on it. And we got, and going with the energy, they're also telling me that you've also got some situations that are happening for you that are very strong. That look like they're also going into the energy and the work that we have here. And they said that definitely, I would, if I were you, I would sit down and have an aura picture or some things they're done, Farah. That you've got quite a bit. I think, and Dina's hitting on it with the career and the work. It's, they're talking about quite a bit. I also see some other opportunities, some karma coming back to you of some other individuals. Going here with the energy of looking with other people with it. We are having Mercury retrograde. Those of you know, it's a good time to get a reading, but it's also a frustrating time to have communication. Veronica Harrison, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You little wild one. You know what? The phone wouldn't let you on. I thought you'd went off partying without us.
No. I was on here.
Okay, I thank you, and I'm sorry, we were having Mercury retrograde. Veronica, we've got a lot of callers in. You and Dina, I think you should just share together.
Oh.
Well, somebody's battery's charging.
Oh, that was mine. Sorry about that. I was turning off my phone. Sorry, it likes to talk at me, so it tells me if...
We those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro Smith and Dina Flanagan and Veronica Harrison all talking about tarot, fun, psychic work, and helping individuals. I had someone call me yesterday and say, Jethro, your phone is half full. Well, you know what? It's not half empty. If you think about it, I don't know what it has to do with it. Veronica, I'm having a really hard time with Mercury. Is Gemini in your chart anywhere?
You know what? I don't really know. I don't think I've actually had my chart done, so I have no idea.
Well, then send me your birthday. Send it to psychicsgonewild.com and put in your name and your date of birth, place, and you were born in the time you were born, and I'll send you a free one. I'm sending it to all of you Gone Wild people. I have a bunch of you who've already gotten yours, and I'm still sending out. Send it to me, and I'm giving you a free little mini of who, what, and what you're rising and your first house. You need to know your rising. I mean, Veronica, you could be like explode. You could be a 7-up count any minute going off at the edge, and Dina or the whiskey, or I'm just teasing you. Okay, but my jokes aren't that funny today. I caught it. This is just when you both got quiet. Dina, we've got a question for you. You're in Maine, and you've always been one of our very positive people working out in nature. I have a person that wrote me here that they're saying they have noticed in the last 2 years that if you go out and you listen to the energy, Mother Nature and being outside is not giving us the same vibration that she used to give us. Is there something going on more than our hemisphere and what we know the scientists have messed up? What do you feel spiritually, Dina, is going on with Mother Nature?
Well, yeah, definitely it's all these earth changes, but it's also all the negative and the whatnot that people are putting out. Because the earth, planet, plants, and everything are all living. So they're picking up on all this energy from the people. So I notice when I go up Maine, go further up Maine, when it's almost all just nature and less people, more nature, less people, it is the most incredible. See, they're still giving out, it's still giving out the most incredible vibe. So that's what I do. I go up further where there's less people, because where there is a lot of people, it is. It's picking up the earth change energy and people change energy.
Oh, yeah. So, Veronica, we've got a question here for you. Being a musician, and with a profound, you have a background here, not only as a musician, but an individual who's worked with a lot of crystal healing and tuning forks. The person has wrote here, they wrote it, written in, typed in, okay, leave me alone, guys. They typed in, and they said that they have, for weeks now, been hearing a lot of high-pitched sounds, like someone is rubbing the top of a crystal bowl. Is there something going on with me, Veronica? Is my chakra opening, or should I just tell the neighbors to put down the crystal plane? What do you feel is going on?
Well, I haven't really noticed any, a lot of the higher sounds, but I've noticed a lot of energy shifts over the last couple of weeks. I think that maybe there's maybe some of the higher chakras are being activated at this time, I feel. So maybe that's something that that maybe is actually going on.
I love that, Veronica, and I think I agree very much. You and Dina both feeling this with the energies happening. We're going to grab a phone call and let some of you lucky ones get in and have a little bit of a reading. Now, with the two lovely ladies today, I will step back, be polite. We will have you give me your name and ask a question, and then we will, as Dina will start out, she'll give you a few minutes of her reading after you've done that. And because of time, we may have one question you can ask, but also because of other people behind you. We've got a lot of people mad because they're not getting their time in. We do need to talk, and I do understand you guys. If I did just all free readings, I wouldn't be able to do this because the light company wants me to pay for this crazy thing over my head. So I want you guys to help with it, like asking your question, then looking and seeing, and then at the same time, Veronica will pick her cards, and then she will give you what we've done, like she did before, a mini tarot reading. Very phenomenal tarot reader, and very much phenomenal ladies. You guys are in for a treat here. Let's start out with our first phone call. Let's take 678. 678, you're live today on Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. My name's Elizabeth.
Welcome, Elizabeth. I thank you for calling in. I'm so grateful. We've given away necklaces. The name Elizabeth is pretty lucky on this show. We want you to go ahead and ask your question of Dina, and then if you would, at the same time, Veronica, you can start sensing and picking up the card you're getting for Elizabeth. So Dina will start, and then she'll hand it over to Veronica. So, Elizabeth?
My question is about financial stability.
Well, I feel like you're blocking that somehow. You know, I feel like that's what it feels like to me, that this blockage is, there's a lot of fear around it for you. And so you need to get rid of that fear around the financial stability, and it will start flowing better for you. But on top of that, I feel like that, like, how, I feel like you need to do something, be more proactive about it, like change, it's like you need to get another job or do something about a job. They're saying, like, you're not making enough in the one you're in. Is that true?
I'm actually unemployed right now. So.
Well, then you wouldn't be making enough. So they're saying that they're showing me, like, a whole blockage of money flow. You're preventing it yourself. So when you change this blockage around, this job will come in, because they're saying you need to get a job, that, and it will come to you, but you need to get it within the next, they're saying that the one will come up within this next month. And especially right now, there's a lot of extra, people need extra help for Christmas, you know, retail, whatever. And so you need to get out there now is what they're saying. And then it will help unblock that, what's stopping you. So after you do that, I'm feeling like something more substantial is going to come into you. Don't stop there. Keep going. I don't care if it's working at McDonald's or your local Target store or whatever. Keep going. And then after that, something a little bit better will come in around February, March, in that time frame. But you need to take these little jobs at first, because that's the good thing. You're stopping your money flow. It's not coming in. But you will, if you get out there, get fine. One or two. I'm hearing you might have to get two at this point. You know, two little part-timey things or whatever. Or one full-time, one part-time. That's what I'm hearing you need to do at this point to be able to make this flow and go forward. Veronica?
Yeah. So right now I get that there's a sense of you wanting to find a job that's financially stable for you. I get that there's a need for you finding a way to enjoy the work that you want to actually do. So financially, it looks like that there's a sense of you wanting to find something that is positive for yourself. Have you felt that you've wanted to find a job that's fulfilling?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. And I get that you want to find one that can help you to grow on an intuitive level, but also there's a sense of you wanting to connect with the part of you that is able to actually move forward and being able to keep going. But this also looks like that this is about being able to find something that can be helpful in your opportunities for growth. I get that this is also about being able to connect with the part of you that is able to also search within. But do you feel like that there's a lot that's beyond your control?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That maybe you're having to also find something that can help you to be successful. But I get that it's about taking your time and not being able to rush through this to be able to be responsible and having an opportunity for you to actually find your connection to what you feel is able to support you. Is there family around you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it looks like this is about not only supporting you, but also helping to support them as well, and being able to have that sense of celebration and having an opportunity for searching for the right job, which I get is something that you're having a hard time with.
Yeah, pretty much. It's been kind of rough.
Uh-huh. So it looks like this is about having a transformation within, and then you can have an opportunity for having things start to be financially stable.
Okay. I understand. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, and we love this, and we just got more of your fans just found us, of Dina and Veronica's, and we're going to go a little longer today. You guys that are calling in, you guys have just hit the board, and you've made me say, whoa. I'm trying to catch all of you. So hang in a minute here. We've got a question for Dina. Dina, you're a very attractive woman. I've been watching this show for quite a while, and I've realized that why do you put up with Jethro when you could be on with the other people? Oh, thanks a lot. Ouch. I'll have you know.
I happen to love Jethro.
Thank you.
We're kind of like brother and sister. We kind of, our energies kind of match. We both got the same, we read the same, we teach the same, we kind of think the same. And I don't know, maybe that's not so good. And so our energies click, and I like it.
But, and I love this. They told me to take and add myself to what I was trying to get in today, and I'm trying to get us more, a little more time here, which everyone has yelled at me for 2 years that Jethro only goes an hour and then he runs out of here and he never does it. I'm trying to get more in, and I just got told that I have a whole new info that I have to play with my required field. I have no idea what this means. I am psychic. I'm not a computer technology whiz, but I'm trying my best. We have a question here for Veronica for you, and I hope, okay, this is a better one. I'm going to start reading these before I read them over the air. Thanks. They said, Veronica, we found out that last time we listened in, you're not a child, but you're a very young psychic. You're very gifted, and I'm so glad you're on Psychics Gone Wild. Why did you decide to go on this show when there's other ones out there? Well, I know who you are, and if she goes to your show, I will call your number. And no, I'm kidding. They're trying to get you, Veronica. They want to know why you picked us.
Well, for me, I felt like it was an intuitive thing. So I guess it was something that it just stood out from the other ones.
Thank you very much. You know, this is something, Veronica, this is the second show. Can you feel the energy? You two are both healers. And I got to tell you, everyone knows that Jethro's been burning the candle at both ends. And I'm going to tell everyone, you know, so everyone knows what I'm doing. What I'm doing is I'm praying and working very hard, trying to get this to come off and take off into another situation so that my life can take in another work. So I'm putting in a lot of effort, and I know that I've had other people ask me, what are you doing? And it's like, what I'm doing is I'm trying to get our situation for everyone that come in to see what type of different psychics there are. I mean, tell them a little bit, Dina, when me and you were starting out, I'm not saying we weren't back there with Pebbles and Bam Bam, but we were a couple of years ago. People used to be, when we would do a reading like this, it was hidden. We were like the old song, Gypsy Tramps and Thieves. We had to hide out and take the money when the people come around. And the thing was that you didn't ever let anyone know that you were doing this kind of career if you wanted to have anything in prestige, because people would look at us as a different vigil. We've come a long way in what we fought to do.
It's true. I mean, when I first started, you know, 25 years ago, plus years ago, it was all word of mouth. There was no internet. There was no, you know, if you got a flyer out there, that was good. But even then, you had to select where you put it. And so it was word of mouth. And I had then a little while later, 10 years after that, I opened a store front doing selling antiques. And so everybody's like, why don't you hang your shingle outside the store that you do psychic readings? I'm like, no, you can't do that. You can't mix the two. Then people won't come in and buy antiques. They'll think that the devil's in there or something. Because people used to come in to my store, and because I would advertise within the inside. And they would be like, well, that's the devil's work. And they would be like preaching to me. And I'm like, whoa. You know? So, yeah, it was very taboo back then. But, we did it. And the interesting thing is I had lots of business back then. People were open to it, and my clientele was huge. But then I drifted off into doing more of the antiques and put the psychic business on the side. And so, but I've noticed that back then I had a lot more people wanting and needing it than now, which there's still a lot of people wanting and needing it, but back then it was just like people almost banging down your doors to get in. You would have a waiting list a mile long.
I can see that, and I see that there No, this is a time that's going into and going into some of the other work that we have. I've got in going into other people have asked me for years what else is happening, and I'm typing you guys to the people who are emailing me at the same time to know what I'm doing. Veronica, can you tell us? I know you're in the South. How is it to you with your type of readings and the fact? You know, I know that from being a tarot reader, it took me years to learn it. But I know when you say the word tarot, I know people still that run when they hear that word in the South.
Yeah, they tend to, I think maybe they're afraid of the unknown, so I know that a lot of people, they don't really like tarot at all. In fact, I had felt drawn to tell somebody and thinking that, you know, that they would understand, and I told them, and they didn't say anything. So it's, you know, for me it's kind of hard to, you know, to figure out who to tell and who not to. Or, I mean, you know, when people ask me what I do, it's like, well, okay, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm put on the spot. But in the South, I know that a lot of people, yeah, they still run. They still think it's, you know, it's the work of the devil and, you know, all that.
And I can tell you that it's okay if people call me an intuitive or even a prophet. But you say that, I'm going to do it. Bessie, you're going to get on in here in about 2 minutes. So you hang in there, and I'm going to get you on. Or anyway, what we've had happening is we've had a lot of people writing in. They're teasing me that I go through. I do want you guys to understand, we do keep a track, and I know that it's a little hard. Please, once in a while, buy one of the readings from one of us, too, because this is, we enjoy the show. But to keep it going, I went through my list here, and I love when you guys call in. So we've got here, Gussie, you've got about four minutes here if you'd like to talk to, ask your question and get it through. And thank you for calling in. It's been a little while, Gussie.
Hello. Hi. It's been a very long while, actually.
Thank you for calling in. Would you like to ask a question of our lovely Dina and then have Veronica give you a real quick mini?
Yeah, I'll do it because I know you have other callers, and my question is super, super simple. I had a job interview this week. Will I be offered the job? That's all. It's that simple.
Okay, you're fine.
I don't want to take up any time. I know you have other people, so.
Oh, you're our family. You always get to have time. That's why you got to be in. You've been with this show since we started.
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Gussie?
Yeah. You're coming in. You're breaking up. So, I feel like there's a better or different job out there for you. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like there's something that might be something that intervenes with this one because there's something better. I'm just hearing that this, even if you get offered this job, it's not one for you.
Yeah, I recognize it. Yeah, it's not a career position, but it gets my life moving in a very positive direction, and able to make a relocation that I really want to make.
Yeah, because I feel like that is not, if you do get it, it's not the one for you. So meaning there is a better one out there further down the road.
Right.
Anyway, a lot of positive things are going to happen. That's what I'm seeing.
Are you saying that this job will be offered then, this when I interview you for on Monday?
Not necessarily. I'm just saying, if not that one, there will be another one. But that's, either way, it's not the job for your big career move you want.
Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Just believe it.
I feel the same thing. I feel it is. I feel that the job's going to be delayed. I would love to tell you the positive, but Jesse, I also feel that they've got something better coming for you. Veronica?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I get that there is a sense of a transition in your life.
Yes. Yes.
So this looks like that there's almost a sense of you're afraid that you won't get it. I get that this is also about in an emotional sense that you're searching to get it, but this also shows me that this is a lesson in your life that you're having to be open to, and maybe you're somebody who's expecting a particular outcome, but it looks like that there's a sense of not being able to receive it as of yet. I get that this is also about having to focus on being able to get through this part of the transition before something new and positive can start to enter your life.
Okay, I guess that's a no to this job then.
Well, they have something else planned for you.
I'm sorry?
They have something planned for you. That's what I'm hearing.
I didn't catch that?
They have something else planned for you.
Oh, they have something else planned. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you all. I'll take up any more of your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You call again. We love you.
We love you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, bye. We've got everyone here going a little wild today, and that's what we do. I apologize. I had to make something to you, and I'm very good with my promises. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get as little extra time, all of Veronica's friends and the other people calling in. We're just going to roll through as quickly as we can. We will be back next Thursday. You guys know that it's going to be Psychics Gone Wild time. Tune in tonight because it will be 11 p.m. Eastern Time, A1R Radio, live Psychic Jethro, first hour, Living in the Psychic Realm, first half hour, sorry. Then the next half hour, Gary Wimmer and Psychic Jethro, two Scorpios getting intense on what all can you read with the tarot tools. We have this is a really intense month for those of you who know with Scorpios. You always have your energy when you're really high around your birthdays, and there's a lot of Libras here. Veronica, I apologize. What is your astrology again?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, rocket. See, an air sign with all these Libras and now a few Scorpios. You mix well. That's why we love you. I have a couple other friends that are writing here, and they're saying, Veronica and Dina have really good price rates. I looked on there. How can they afford to give me these small deals when Jethro's too high? Thanks a lot. You guys just leave me alone. I'm taking my blanket and I'm going to go live with Linus. Oh my gosh. It's my day. Well, I know we give deals and we will be giving you those Christmas deals again. I'm going to go back and we've already been talking about it. You want a $30 psychic. We're going to put in, you shake the hat and pick the psychic you want. And if you are the wild one who wants to do the diversity like we did last year, you could win some big prizes. Next week, we'll be giving away the parent and the adopted parent of a sea turtle by the conservatory here in Florida, present from Psychic Jethro. I will be picking one name, so all of you guys put in psychicsgonewild.com and put down Amy Kavanaugh is a mermaid. If you put something in there about mermaid in your comment, when you put in, and your stuff, I will pick one winner. I need your snail mail so they can send you the adoption papers. You will get to name your turtle. If the baby turtle will be let loose here in here or Costa Rica, and then we will keep track of it through the computer to let you know. Tampa Rat is my 31-pound adopted turtle that I sponsored and gave me the amount of money, which I will pay for this. This is a gift. Put in, you guys, if you want this. There's never no cost with our prizes. You know that. I do the mailing. Everything's fun. Want you to have fun. October 1, a second bracelet. It is going out, unfortunately, tomorrow because Psychic Jethro messed up with his stamp company, and I paid the wrong bill. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So you guys understand, right? We have these things as psychics. So what I did was I put out the other amount. So now everybody that this last 3 days will get there. So now you guys know that I'm very gifted in the future. It's the nowadays things that get me in trouble. So looking here, I want to tease a couple of you guys who've put in. I know, Dina, you do a phenomenal email reading. Can you tell everybody what you're charging and what you're doing there with the emails and how to contact you?
Oh, on the email reading, I'm doing one question for $20. So, and then, you know, additional ones, then it gets a little less and a little less. So you can contact me at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com. I believe you can find me on this site. And you can also call me at 207-752-1399. And, yeah, just email me and we'll go from there. I'll call.
Any of you guys who call that number, and if you want to, we're going to be, with Dina's permission, putting that up on Psychics Gone Wild, which means any of you getting a hold of us there in our lead, Google, and today they contacted me, we're going to be in the top. I'm now in the top four here as psychic and medium and intuitive. I want to have Gone Wild with us. So if you call Dina and you tell Dina that, Dina will also give us your name, and you will be put in for the book prizes. We are giving away a book by Pamela Cummings. We are giving a book away by me, Jethro Smith. We're giving a book away by Gary Wimmer. If you want to get in, now that literacy class you guys heard about, get in right now. Gary's went off the rocker, and now he's giving a deal. He wants to get a couple more people in, and we're going to have a class on Wednesday, 2 hours, $50. You get the book, you get Gary, you get 2 hours of a class of literacy. By the way, is the only class on literacy in the country. I don't think in the United States. I know if you look it up on the computer, there's nobody else doing it. Gary is the only person that's ever wrote a book on it. It is phenomenal. Veronica, we've got a wild question here for you, and they're teasing. They said that we heard you on here reading for the tarot. Veronica, if I were to call you and have a reading, Could you give me a full hour tarot reading that would explain to me, I want to know what's happening the next year and why my silly wife is seeing the neighbor man for her car repair. Ooh. Oh, my. What would you say, Veronica, and what would it cost the person to have an hour reading with you, tarot, if they wanted to know? Oh, we got Veronica still there?
Huh? Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, for a second I heard silence, and I was like, oh, I didn't know what that
Gemini,
was.
Gemini, you're a Mercury. You're a Gemini in a Mercury rising. You've been over there partying with Apollo. You come out of there.
For an hour reading, you mean the price, or that was, I'm trying to figure out what that person means, if they mean the actual price of it.
Yeah, they're having problems at home. He feels that he wants to know why his wife's over having the neighbor under his hood, her hood. It sounds like he's a little jealous there, and he wants to have a tarot reading and wonders if you could help him having an hour-long reading and what it would cost him. He said he just paid $165 for a tarot reading in Alberta, Canada.
Uh-huh.
How much would you charge him for an hour reading?
For an hour reading, it would be $85. But I'm actually... I'm different, meaning I work with the person, I work with the client, to help them understand themselves and help with inner healing. So it's not really actually, about like another person other than them. So that's usually how I do my readings, is it's mainly focused on how a client can empower themselves.
That's very good, and I love what you're saying, and I understand what you're... So now, do you guys that are listening in, do you see what she's talking about? And that's where you guys who want the readings to empower, and you want the psychic work, you know, this is a good thing, and I thank you for bringing it up, Veronica. You are very gifted and very good at what you're saying, and she's telling you that you want to be able to get with her, do the promotion. She's going to tell you what the card is saying and empowering yourself. It doesn't matter who's looking under your wife's hood. It doesn't matter what the energy, but if you sit down and Veronica takes you through it, she's going to help you be able to see this. And the guys are also telling me, as things are starting to go through the other cycle here, this hour show has gone great. I do apologize to a couple of you who wrote me on Facebook and a couple other places. I put in for the show and you never pick up my phone. I do apologize, but I don't. We as readers, I read all day long, and I know Dina does. Veronica, you too. We give you guys a few chances to come in, and we also want to talk everything. So this is a fun show. We have... Do you know that I counted 128,261 different psychics, intuitive, and believers out there doing this kind of experience? That was as of April 2013. I know there's more now. So if you guys love what you get, come on in and have it. I love what you just said, Veronica. She does work with you guys on that. That's a phenomenal rate. You're giving such a deal, you and Dina both. I want you guys to give it a chance. I had someone call me yesterday, and they said, well, I've been listening to Psyche's Gone Wild for 7 months, and every time I listen in, Jethro's just going after it. Well, you called my number. So I called you back, and I know you didn't like the message, but what I quietly let you know, I love to talk. That's why I do this career. So please get in. We'll take a few of you. We'll always give a couple readings, but this is how you really get to know with us. This is better than you going on and typing in an internet site, and then you see the person. I know people who are booked 3 and 4 weeks in advance. I am pretty good about it. I can get you in real quick. I know Dina can get you in quick and Veronica. So we're here. But if we read for you all day long free and then you go home, and that's the end of it. Blog Talk Radio has hurt both of us. We've put ourselves out there, and it's hurt our gift. This is something, Dean, I'd like to talk a little bit about today. I love the fact that me and Dina are like brother and sister. We've done this for so long and done very well at it. But Dina, you know, one time they asked you the best question, I love your comment. The person asked, you know, why does Dina ask me the question like Dina said? Because I've read so many just general. I want you to be specific so I can help you more. She also was picking up things for them that nobody else knew, which proved she was not only psychic, but back in the day, those individuals were also saying they had all their friends call, and it was all to get to know. And I explained to them, that's what the mini readings are for. And remember, Dina, what you said, I loved it so clearly, because like Dina said, she goes, for us really to get in depth and value with you, you need to do an exchange.
Yes, very much so. We do love doing these. That's why we do them. And, we try to give you a little bit of help we can in this short time we get with you on the radio. But an in-depth reading that allows you to go really, really deep in like what we're giving you here on air. I mean, it's just a little fraction of what you get in a full reading. The full readings, they get really like unbelievable. Get right into your soul and you get unbelievable answers. Like my guys talk a lot. And so like Jethro, they just comes in and you just talk and you get like unbelievable packed information for that half hour or an hour, whichever it is you choose to do. Because imagine what you're getting there in 5 minutes on air, what you get to get in a half hour to an hour. There's just so much information that comes through that you can't even imagine.
And Veronica, I mean, I see as gifted as you are. I just had my last offer here this last time I was on was $8.99 a minute plus, which means that they would basically, the person would be going in 20-minute increments at $8.99 a minute. So to be able to get time and energy, do these little free reads to help. Have you been offered, Veronica? I know at Tarot Reader, you probably would get even more because that's more of a skilled work. Do you know what you would be getting as if they hired you?
If I've been getting any more, you mean?
If you were hired like on a psychic line or an intuitive, I know you're real gifted and you, I tease you, you're young, 24, but you're very much one of us strong people. That's how you got your position here is you're very gifted. You know your cards, you're very intuitive. And when you pick up energy, you've learned your subject, Veronica. Do you know what you would be getting paid if you were to do a psychic line per minute?
I have tried the psychic line. I don't like them.
Okay.
I'm not going to get called at 2 or 3 in the morning. No, thank you. It would actually vary, but I think, it can vary, because sometimes they want, they want you to be on the line for at least 20 minutes for a caller. And sometimes it can go over. So I think how much you would get would vary. I know, like, I've seen some that charge, I think it's like $1.99 a minute or up.
That's what I'm thinking. I know with Dina's healing and both of you being healers, you guys are going to be getting that. And I know that, like, from when I work the line, we can't hang up. So we're giving you guys this deal. And I also have been doing a fair thing that if it does make you upset, I really am trying to help so many people. But I also have something new too that's happening for me. And I'm going to bring it up because Dina is my friend and Veronica is my new friend. I want to bring up. My guides have given me a thing that if someone has done like quite a few energies, and that's like, let's say I've read for them for 6 weeks straight or 4 or 5 weeks even, or different things, I've always never done that. I always read. Oh, they're going to kick us out the door in 90 seconds. They will give you these few minutes, and so what I will do is I never read for someone unless I give them almost a 3 weeks to a month in advance. Dina, would you tell them what your plan is on that? Because I know the guides won't let me just keep reading for people.
You mean in between reading?
Yeah, how long do you
No, usually, like, I know as you come about, like, say I just read somebody and they got the answer and all that, and then they went and did whatever they had to do, but now all of a sudden this question is asked, I will read you again because it's kind of relating to that. But then if it's just in general, it's usually every, couple of months, every month or two, and sometimes you don't need it for 6 months, but usually it's like I know that I have clients every month.
What about you, Veronica? How do you do that with your clients?
Well, for me, I've seen situations where a person would have a really difficult situation. And for me, I see, you know, it is, it can take more than one reading to get through a situation that one is going through. But because my readings can be pretty intense, it would be maybe about 3 to 4 weeks or so. Sometimes sooner, but it really depends on what, you know, the situation they're going through is.
You two are very much with it. I want to catch all of you that are going through today. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We've been on Wild going through. We're having Mercury Retrograde. It's Psychic Jethro. It's Veronica Harrison. It's Gina Flanagan. And we're discussing this. And I love all of you guys who tuned in. We're going to turn around and see if we can get this one more caller in quick. We're going to try and get a little time out of them. Can you hear us out there? 845.
Hello.
Yes, and this is Psychic Jethro. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Evelyn, and I want to find out, Jethro, what is happening with my brother and my parents. I'm having a concern. My brother's name is Vincent, Vinny.
Oh, Jethro, are you taking it or do you want me to?
I feel like you should, Dina, because this is Dina, and I apologize to you. When I got here back, and I need to let Dina do the show on the thing, but I do feel it, and I feel she's getting it. What are you getting here, Dina?
Well, I feel like that this is something that it has to do with some kind of a real estate or a property, do you think? Is that true? Do you know?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Yes, no, and nothing to do with the real estate.
Well,
nor
no, I'm feeling like there's some talk. It's not physical. It's some talk about something is what I'm feeling. Like there's talk about something that's not going, I feel like it's not going right, or there's one. I'm feeling anger around the situation.
Well, I am concerned.
But, yes, you're concerned about, what are you concerned about?
Well, that's what I'm asking, you know, in terms of my brother Vincent and my parents.
Yes, I feel like this, all I can feel is there's some anger or some spoken words around this situation. That's what I'm feeling, like there's a rift right now going on.
I'm sorry?
I feel like there's a rift right now going on because they're not in agreement of something. Something was spoken that
okay.
caused... That's what I'm hearing. Something was spoken that was that caused anger. And I feel like it has to do with your brother that perhaps started.
Okay. Okay.
Like he
okay.
wants something. Demanding something or wanting something.
Okay.
From the parents. But he thinks he's entitled. That's what I keep getting.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, there's an energy, and we're working together. There's a reason, too, that something's going on with this Mercury with you, or the energy with these two, and that verbal. And I do feel that as the situation's happening, Evelyn, you're also being kept back from this. There's something else going on. I keep getting a physical pain. I'm feeling a physical pain in my shoulder from it, and I'm hearing...
A physical pain in your shoulder... related to my brother or my parents?
To your brother.
Oh, to my brother. Okay.
And they're telling me that this is also part of the other situation. I don't feel that it's also being handled. There's some things of his that has gotten on that he's feeling distraught, and I feel like that his situation or his demeanor, something that's going on there, is not completely out. It's what Dina was hearing about the hearing. And it's like guys are also telling me that they're going into another part of going into the other cycle for you is that you're not only getting your life going through with it, but the guys are telling me your family's going to completely do it. Veronica, what cards do you have for Evelyn?
I got narrowness, which is the 9 of crystals. So maybe what this is saying is that you're having to be... you're having to be open to what is actually around you. So maybe you're only wanting to see things about him and maybe not yourself. I get that maybe this is maybe on a subconscious level, but that the messages, maybe you're too focused on him and you're too concerned. I get that you're wanting to actually find a way to see what you can do to help them out and focus on starting to support yourself on a more practical level. I get that this is also about seeing what you're not actually open to and being able to find a way to search within. So maybe on a subconscious level, there's a sense of wanting to find peace of mind. Does that make sense?
For myself?
Yeah.
Okay. I do have peace of mind. I was just calling to find out what's happening with my brother Vincent and my parents. And I'm not sure that I understood you, Veronica, clearly. Is it that it's saying that I am, that this issue is overclouding an issue that I need for myself, and therefore I'm using this to avoid my own inner spiritual development?
Well, this looks like that you're actually maybe too concerned about them and that you're needing to find a way to...
tuning into them now, other than about 45 minutes ago, and that's why I decided to call. But other than that, I didn't know that there even was or could have been an issue with them. You see?
And I think, and I apologize, it's not you, it's at the last. We're also having something really most, I mean, it's the most bizarre thing happening. But I'd really like to talk with you and get a time. Evelyn, send us a little bit of picture or something. I will give you a free email, because what I feel that's what we're missing is there is something there very intense. I can feel it happening, and we're getting the communication, but the energy around it is so, it's like there's something distorting this. I don't think it's just Mercury with the retro. I think the Saturn and karma, whatever's happening there, is causing so much energy. I'd like to look at an aura picture and then read it that way for you. I won't charge you to send it to psychicjethro@aol.com, and I'll send it back.
Okay. Do I send it of my brother or my parents? Or
I would say your brother. I feel like it's
my
your brother. Because
okay.
It's there.
Okay. I will do that. Psychicjethro@aol.com.
Yes, and thank you, Evelyn.
Thank you.
No problem. Their phones are going off the wall. We're going to turn around now. They've slowed it down and tell everyone goodbye and adios and machaca nacha. Come on back. See us at Psyche's Gone Wild. Tomorrow, it's Friday. I will be having my birthday party. I will be celebrating because I always start early. But Gary Wimmer will be on with Patty Negri, and it's magic and litmusy and a lot of fun. Talk about let's talk and let's do it. Definitely call in Psyche's Gone Wild tomorrow. If you want one of those readings, catch Dina, catch Veronica. You can always get them on psychicsgonewild.com and get their information and then contact them. Email a reader and work with them. I had someone tell me yesterday, they said, I want a reading. I don't want to pay all these prices, but I want a reading. If you write and you work at it and you're really honest and you say, okay, I want it, I am just like, there, I will help people. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get everybody in the motivation of understanding, like, someone offended me, they hurt my feelings, and they've become a situation, and the guides told me I don't read for them anymore. There's a different situation. But 90% of the time, what you guys are calling in, we're just trying to get through. We went a little over today. I want to thank all of you guys who as in contacting us. Blessings to you guys, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Definitely those of you going on, catch us on Facebook. You can get in there on psychicsgonewild.com. Like us, see with us, get with us. Go into the group Psychics Gone Wild, and we will talk to you there. I know that we're doing a picture. If you put in an email picture there and you don't mind putting it in the group, I will give you a mini aura reading. Also, I'm giving away those birthday readings. We're giving a lot of stuff away, you guys. Help us by buying the readings and keeping us in business. Talk to you guys next week. Veronica and Dina, you rock.
Thank you. Bye.